Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with a practical playbook that don't break the bank. This is another one of those playbook breakdowns that comes from our newsletter audience. This one is Melissa. Melissa sent us her ICP, her product, and her goals. We're going to break it down right now. So her ICP is a VP of finance at a company that has a revenue over $50 million in construction with a distributed workforce that needs a lodging program for their field employees. The product is a lodging solution. So they save you money if you work in hotels, and this is a specific product in a much larger organization that does a lot. And specifically, the primary goal is to cross-sell current commercial business card customers with the lodging program. So Melissa, this is super fun. One of my favorite ABM programs of all time is always the upsell cross-sell type program. So my immediate couple of questions would just be like, one, because I looked at the organization that you work for, it's pretty large. So the immediate couple of things as we think about large organizations is a lot of like siloed data. So first, do you actually have all the data that you need to specifically cross-sell? And then the second thing that I would always look at is in larger organizations, sales teams sometimes are not compensated to support the other product lines, which like makes sense. They need to be focused. And we didn't think about it as we were like scaling up and blah, blah, blah. Regardless, this was a challenge. I worked at a really large global marketing agency and no one was incentivized to cross-sell like anybody, but that's how the business was going to definitely grow. So I brought that point up. I was like, hey, I've sold $7 million for other businesses as like a salesperson or for other business units. And I've made no additional money. Like I did it out of like the kindness of my heart. It's like the first thing to look at is potentially really easy offer would just be like, hey, sales team, across all the business units, if you send us a VP of finance that works at this kind of a company, we'll like give you a spiff for just like helping us book the meeting. And that might alleviate a lot of the problems. Because again, if the data is currently siloed for some reason, which does happen, you can't directly access that data. But the other sales teams on other business units certainly can. So like just having the other sales teams or other customer success teams that are working on these accounts, like support in that way, huge win. And again, when we think about it, the goal is meetings primarily that then close, and spiffing the CS team, and spiffing is just like providing a bonus or like a payout. It's just a part of the CAC. Like it's just a part of the customer acquisition cost. So like we can spend a bunch of ad dollars to get in front of these audiences and that's great. Or we can spend that same amount of money and like bonus our teams. And I'd rather bonus the team than pay LinkedIn and Meta more money. Personally, that's a thought process. So again, that'd be thing one is just like, can we get more meetings through this program that like isn't crazy hard to stand up? So that would be the first thing. Second thing would then be if the data isn't siloed. If we think about the CAC side of things, again, the CAC here will be really low because you've already acquired the customer. This is spending minimal dollars to get additional money from the customer. So it might just be an offer and you just do the math on it. That is, we'll cover your first trip. And again, if that's worth the cost of what it would take to acquire the customer, that might be a worthwhile offer. So I would think less of the marketing program side of things, because you already have the data if it's not siloed. And if it is siloed, spiff your sales team or your CS team. If it's not siloed, like just run really great offers that are conversion-based offers to this audience that are like low to no risk for them. And then convert from there. But I would almost go like product-led growth approach. Now, obviously, this is like a service type approach, but you're likely going to see better conversions on that. And again, from a VP of finance perspective, if I can house my entire team or lodge my entire team for a project, I guarantee you may want to put some stipulations on it and we'll lodge your team for 2 weeks. Because also, these are not short-term projects. These are like, they're construction projects. And I've got friends that have been site supervisors and they've had work on site for a year and a half, and they needed to be lodged for that year and a half. So like, you probably want to put some stipulations on it, but if there's a short-term project or we'll cover your first 2 weeks for free,
something along those lines that has a cost savings for the finance team, but also gets them using the product. That's probably the route that I'd go. You just need to do the math on it with your finance team of how much on average does it cost us to acquire a customer? Could we just give that away for free to the customer that we've already acquired instead of trying to like do a crazy amount of marketing programs? If that approach doesn't work, then the only other thing that I would throw out is if there's a way to, during their onboarding process potentially, or is there a drip nurture program that you can create once they've signed on for your card? I'm going to give a quick example that I've recently heard, but we sometimes think about people, they really like space out their purchase decisions, but like more often than not, they're in buying mode. So once they've made the decision to move forward with your card, is there a way that you can then just say, hey, as an exclusive benefit to being one of our card holders, you also get access to these other services. Check all the boxes that would apply. And then you can just, one, if you come with that idea, you might make the company tons more money across the board. But that's an easy way for you to just, as a part of them already being in a cycle or psychological space of making purchase decisions, expanding the purchase decisions that they do make. And again, as I look at the website, for context for everybody that's listening in, like super low risk. It's sign up, and then if you need this stuff, can use it if you want it. It's what the website messaging felt like. So that's true. There's no reason for them to not also go ahead and sign up for your stuff as a part of when they've just onboarded with their card to then just expand the services. And then you just do automated email reminders of, hey, like you've got a team going out. Don't forget to do this. The other thing that I'd look at is if any of these companies, this is like a news trigger. I talked about this previous, like just on the last episode where we did a breakdown, but if there are companies that have publicly traded information, or if they, if you can track certain organizations that do like large expansions, something, we've got another client that's in the retail space that does rollouts. So they're keeping tabs on companies like Walmart or Dollar General that are doing massive store-wide expansions. Somebody's going to build the store and then they do the rollout. So I know that there are ways through alerts like Google Alerts or using a tool called Boost Ideal that you can track those increases in construction needs, and then potentially tracking along with, again, this is where I'm going to get really into the space that I don't know. So this is just spitballing with you for a moment, but if you can figure out who's actually doing those builds, like if there are specific companies that are the primary people that do the builds, that's where you're going to do some manual desk research potentially. But hey, I know that you do the build for XYZ. They just announced a large nationwide expansion. Are you guys handling the construction for this organization? And if yes, like how are you lodging your teams? Awesome. Go ahead and do a bulk thing. We'll give you some discount. Like anything along those lines that can give you more triggers that they will likely need more lodging once they're in is a great idea. So summarize it back, spiff the sales and CS team if that's viable, or an option specifically if the data is siloed. If the data isn't siloed, instead of going through a massive marketing program, look at the customer acquisition cost, see if you can just give them the cost that it would take to acquire the customer in offers. And you may end up actually saving money that way by marketing those people. Third, during their card onboarding process, just ask what is relevant for you and what are your plans to use this card? That'd actually be a really good ask, is what do you plan to use this card for? It's a survey thing. One of the things they check is covering the cost of lodging our team. Great. Like now you know that they're looking to do that, which is super helpful. And last thing is just keeping tabs on construction projects and seeing if these companies are then actually doing the construction project and if they would need help handling the lodging for those different expansions for the companies that they work for. So that's helpful. That's a lot of information. I do appreciate the specificity of the ICP. So that makes the rest of this a lot easier. And again, it's a cross-sell, so you've already got most of the data as long as your organization shares that data across departments. So hopefully that's helpful. If you have any other thoughts or questions, always feel free to reach out. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.